Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to the show. It's Tori here. I'm Tori. You're not. Welcome to Idiot Box Radio. You can find the website at idiotboxradio.com. You can email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Bringing it on, long and hard, slow and schlong, I am going to be giving you a movie review today. As requested by the magnificent Maddie B, we are currently going to crack into nothing but the amazing Nicky C joint, the delectable Con Air. That's right. Nicky C, the golden god, the man of many talents, the man with the $14 million fucking tax debt, owning houses, married five times, my personal hero, and some would say greater than Superman. Nicolas Cage, the Coppola man, Nicky. This movie is an older movie starring Nicky C, but that won't take away a single thing from the fact that Nicky C is the greatest thing to ever grace celluloid. He stars in this one with John Cusack and John Malkovich. Remember those guys? They were really good actors too. Nicky C, though, he is time eternal, and in this particular one, it is balls to the wall action from start to finish. And guys, as much as you may think sometimes I'm trying to be funny about my love of Nicky, this movie will stand up as a movie that anyone can watch at any time. It has aged really, really well. There are a couple of scenes toward the end where the special effects are shit, but I would say for 98% of the movie, you will just be cheering Nicky and his endeavors. In this particular movie, it is as follows. Now, if you haven't heard one of my movie reviews before, it's basically I tell you what happens in the movie, wrecking it from start to finish in a format known as spoilers. So with that spoiler warning in fucking mind, let's gather around the campfire, children, as I tell you about Con Air. As requested by Matt, but Matt, honestly, I was going to cover this one anyhow. I will cover every movie, every darn Nicky C movie I have purchased, guys. I have purchased. I hope that Nicky knows this. Nicky knows the Nunu. I have easily purchased over 50 to 60 Nicky C movies. You're going to be hearing about them. You're going to go, what the fuck is this guy doing? But it's Nicolas Cage, okay? Nicolas Cage, who always confuses me because there's no H after the C. But that's okay, see? Did you like that? See? Anyhow, so Con Air, brilliant movie. On Blu-ray, and this was actually back during the period of time that Blu-ray was a bit of a novelty, and people were blown away by how fucking good it could look. So maximum high def experience, that's for sure. Now, and this is the thing here, check this out. Buckle up for a pure adrenaline rush. 60 seconds as producer Jerry Bruckheimer's explosive hit Con Air detonates on Blu-ray. Because things didn't just get fucking put on Blu-ray back in those days. You got to think about it, like it was about 7 times the resolution of a DVD or VHS, I cannot remember. So things would detonate on Blu-ray. In any case, Nicky C, the Grand Coppola, he stars as Cameron Poe. Now, he is a ex-ranger because, you know, Nicky C would aim for nothing but the best, and he accidentally kills someone while defending his wife from drunken louts outside a bar. Go, Nicky C. Does his time. His wife pumps out his kid while he's in jail. He never sees the kid because he doesn't want her to see him in prison. Grows his hair long now. In this particular movie, Nicky C has his fucking hair on fleek, and you will see this because it's going to be the album art. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to idiotboxradio.com and simply look up this episode, which is episode number 26. I had to glance then to fucking check what number I was up to, and you'll see just how good Nicky C looks in this movie and just how young John Malkovich looks. Blows my mind, actually. I've got a lot of time for that fellow. He does a good job. In any case, Nicky C is Cameron Poe, and he does his time with dignity because he is a ranger and because he's a dad, okay? Dignity dad, diggity dad, diggity dog, hot dogs, dickity Doc Martens. In any case, he does the right thing, and on the day he's due to be released and put on probation because he's been such a superstar, it's on the same day as his daughter's birthday, and he gets put on a plane with all these hardcore criminals who subsequently fucking escape inside the plane. Thereby, as John Malkovich announces, like an air hostess, welcome to Con Air. It was a funny moment. I chuckled with them. You can do what you want, okay? But you better laugh at my fucking jokes. Alrighty. So, plane's in the air. The cons have the plane. Con plane. Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? Plane con? That could be another movie altogether. In any case, the cons have the plane, and therefore it's Con Air, and that's the name of the movie. We're not going to argue about that because it's a banger of a movie starring Nicky C, and what Nicky C says goes. But his hair is hair goals, because when he was in prison, he allowed himself to grow it out. Grow it out like the god that he is. And then he gets on the plane with the other cons and shit goes bad. Nicky C has the chance to get away, but no, not Nicky C. He's a man of honor, action, and integrity, though he has yet to learn how to salt the fruit or paint pictures with his words. He doesn't have words, in fact, in his latest movie, Willy's Wonderland. He doesn't say a single thing. He lets his violence violence speak to us through our hearts. As the action unfolds, so does the story. In a good way though, not a bad way. Con Air is one of those solid action movies that actually has a little bit of a story behind it. Thank you people who wrote it. It is a fantastic time for all. As I said before, don't let the age of this movie put you off. Special effects, for the most part, are really, really good. So I was not too fazed by this at all, and seeing Nikki C's beautiful hair flicking around in the breeze more than made up for any green screen errors, primarily around John Cusack's character that did crop up in the movie. It is actually funny, like I said before, to look at these other characters and realize that they were in their prime when it came to being big names on the silver screen. Like John Malkovich, yes, he's been in plenty of stuff, but John Cusack, no, he's a name that fell off, and he's a good actor. He should be seen in more stuff. Not as much as Nikki C, of course, that just goes without saying, but he's a top-notch little actor who does a great job, and in this film, he does not let us down when it comes to being a good cop that is thrown into the midst of Con Air. That's good. Push stop. All things said and done, Con Air is an absolute banger of a fucking movie that you need to wrap your eyeballs around, not to the point that it hurts or you do optical damage, but make sure you get this thing on a screen in front of you. Starring Nikki C, John Malkovich, John Cusack, some chick, another guy, a prison guy, a guy playing a guy.
And let's not forget motherfucking Steve Buscemi playing one of the most amazing mass murderers ever.
A guy actually playing a girl, and a lot of firepower, special effects, bullets being shot, and of course the beautiful hair of Mr. Nicolas Cage. Just peep it out. Con Air, giving it 8 out of 10 because that's my prerogative. When it comes down to Nikki C, you're not going to see no low scores. Alrighty, love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and au revoir, and get ready for the next show where I probably talk about something utterly depraved. Thank you, and good night, America.